What were your past jobs you had?
Past jobs. Well, the first job, real job I ever had was working in a shipyard in Brooklyn, Bethlehem Steel Shipyard. I was a helper there to build the ships. And then after that, I worked in a candy factory on 39th Street. They made all the candy for the A&P candy stores, and I was a specialist in the jelly bean department. And then after that, I worked in the theaters, the Broadway theaters, for the longest time, for 35 years, in the ticket department in the Imperial Theater. And then I worked in the office, in the Schubert Theater offices, until I retired. And that's my job.
Did you participate in any in the Army or any wars?
I was in the Army during the Vietnam War, but I didn't go to the war. I stayed in the United States the whole time. I was in Fort Dix, New Jersey, and Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, and I was in the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. As far as the Army, 2 years in the Army, I was drafted.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet your wife, and why did you marry her?
My wife or your grandmother?
Yeah.
I met her at a New Year's Eve party. A friend of ours had a New Year's Eve party, and we met there. And I married her because I loved her, I guess. That's why people usually get married.
What are some important lessons you've learned in your life?
Important lessons? I guess to always be truthful and honest.
What is your favorite holiday? Oh, what did you say?
No. I said, go ahead.
What was your favorite holiday? What is your favorite holiday and why?
I guess Christmas, I guess. It used to be because I got a lot of presents, but now I guess it's to be with your family and everything. And I just think it's celebrating Christmas is the best holiday.
Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up on in Brooklyn on 61st Street is where I lived, in Bay Ridge. And we had a lot of fun and everything. There was a lot of kids on the block because the block was all apartment buildings. 24 families in an apartment building, so I had like 10 friends in the one building. I didn't even have to leave the building, just go up and knock on somebody's door, next door or upstairs or downstairs. And then on Saturdays, all the kids would be out in the street, and we'd play all the different street games.
Tell me about your parents and the grandparents.
Well, my grandparents came from, my father's parents came from Norway. They spoke with a Norwegian accent. You know, they call me Yimmy instead of Jimmy. I'm Yimmy. And my mother's parents I never met. My mother's mother died before I was old enough to know her. And same with the father died when I was like 12 or 13 years old, so I never really knew them.
Are there any funny stories your family share?
Funny stories? I don't know. What's a funny story?
Any stories in general?
I remember my father telling me a story. It's a ghost story. When he was a kid, he lived in an apartment where the door, the closet door kept opening. And they could never figure out why the door kept opening by itself. And then my grandmother was in a store where it was a delicatessen where people behind the counter spoke German. And they didn't know my grandmother understood German, because Norwegian and German are similar, but she could understand some words. She had a German friend. Well, the woman in the store said to her husband, "That's the woman that lives in the apartment where the man hung himself in the closet." So, that was a story my father told me. So, how true it is, I don't know, but that was the story.
Who do you think had the most interesting life in your family, and why?
In my whole family, I guess my uncle, my father's brother, he was a jockey. He rode racehorses and he owned racehorses. So I remember when I was probably like your age, I would go to the racetrack in the stables where they kept the horses and everything, and see the horses and get lifted up onto the horses and stuff. And he rode in a lot of races and stuff, and he won the Preakness, which is a big race. He won the Preakness way back in 1927. And that's a very interesting life, being a professional jockey.
Tell me one or two of the most happiest times in your life.
Well, when you were born, I don't know. I guess when I got married, and when your father and your uncle were born, and Madeline and you were born, and all the new people in my family.
Dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So,
are you sure you're finished recording? Hit yes.
No, not yet. Thanks for spending time.
That's it? Mm-hmm. That's all the questions?
You did all 10 questions?
Yeah.
All right, good boy. Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
And they all recorded, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we'll just double check after we hang up. I'm sure it worked.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it worked.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good time at the party. I'm sorry I can't be there. But
thanks.